This is Cap and Company on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at the Capman on Twitter.
This is Cap and Company on ESPN 1000 and the brand new ESPN Chicago app. Along with Brian Hanley, Jonathan Hood, we're in for Cap. Phone lines open for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is the telephone number. Follow us on Twitter as well at TweetJHood, at Brian Hanley 534. Unbelievable. Yep, Brian is on Twitter, and hell's frozen over.
Yeah, I have Philip Rivers now following me. Did you know?
I did not know that.
No, I didn't either.
You're his 10th child. That's good. he found the 10th Rivers child. That's good to know.
You'll see the reality TV show. It's in production right now.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking.
He seems older than the other kids.
that's very interesting.
Yeah, tall for his age.
I want to know, Brian, when we take a look at the landscape of Chicago sports, it's one thing to be able to watch the ebb and flow of a season. It's another thing to look at where the playoffs, where's the postseason coming? Because we can get so wrapped up in the regular season, but there's nothing like postseason play because a lot of times it's few and far in between where you see a postseason play that's really sustainable in our city.
Yeah, certainly championships were few and far between in the city forever. And then we got spoiled with the Blackhawks, and then the Cubs joined the festivities and finally got one. And yeah, it's been a long, long time, as we've documented the last few days, since the Bulls 98 championship. But now it really is. The bar has been lowered. It's not talking about champions. It's talking about slipping into the postseason. You know, here are the Blackhawks. Well, we'd still like to get that last playoff spot. Good luck. The Bulls articulated being a playoff team at the beginning of the season. Now it's all about minutia, and it's not about wins and losses. We learned that from Jim Boylan the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Bears got the quarterback situation right, either with Trubisky becoming the quarterback Ryan Pace still sells that he is. Then they should be a playoff team, right? They were a couple of years ago. And you look around, people are scratching their heads. Cubs were a team that didn't do anything in the offseason of merit. And so are they an 82-win team, an 84-win team? Is that good enough to be a wild card? Who knows? And you would think that the arrow's pointing straight up on the south side with all the young players coming through the system and the signings they've had in the offseason. You would hope. But in that division, is that going to be good enough to end up being a division winner or a wild card? We'll have to see. But, yeah, the bar isn't about winning championships right now. It's for across the landscape. It's just which team is going to be a playoff team.
I know organizations and players alike probably look at what we do for a living and said, oh, you guys love to put your thumb on us. You love the idea that there's no postseason and there's ineptitude. That's not how we look at things. No, you love the celebration.
We're fans first.
Yes. You love the celebration of the teams being able to do well. That's number one. But you take a look at the teams. Like you mentioned the Bulls, right? The Bulls, last time they were in the playoffs was the 16-17 season. In year two of Fred Hoiberg, they got to the playoffs. Ever since then, 27-55, 22-60, and the direct that we see now.
So 20-39 right now,
pretty,
as we said.
Pretty bad.
But you know, maybe they'll get in. Okay, good luck.
So Milwaukee and Toronto are the class of the Eastern Conference, and the Bulls are far away. When it comes to the Cubs, you still have that core. We talked about yesterday the core of Baez and Rizzo and Bryant and Hayward and Lester. Now, the question is coming in, the big storyline for the Cubs is new attitude, new manager. I mean, so there you have someone
more structure,
here.
Discipline.
Yeah. I mean, here's what it comes down to, a kick-ass manager or a rebuild in 2021?
Yeah.
Going to find out.
Yeah. But meanwhile, tell me how the bullpen's shaping up, you know?
Oof.
who's taking the ball in the eighth and ninth innings? Well, Craig Kimbrel would be the ideal, right? He says he's going to be better. He can't be worse. And who's going to lead him, you know, get the ball before he gets the ball? And the rotation we were talking about before the show, Jonathan, that John Lester, we were talking, okay, if Darvish is going to start in Milwaukee on the 26th, mm-hmm. you assume John Lester is going to be opening day here at Wrigley Field.
Right.
Kyle Hendricks is going to fill out. Jose Quintana, what kind of season he's going to have? Is that going to be good enough? If they all pitch up to par, is that going to be good enough, given some of the other question marks on the field, to get you back in the postseason?
They all got to go 7 or 8. Because those bullpen guys are no names.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's very few. They got a guy named Wick and another guy named Wick. That's about all.
I hope it's not Jonathan Wick.
Just not very much. You mentioned the Sox, too, as we do this on Cap and Company with Brian Hanley, Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000. We talk about the Sox. Last time the Sox were in the playoffs was 2008 with Ozzie Guillen. The Sox have not drawn 2 million fans or more since 2011. And 959 losses later, since the last time they were in the playoffs, now they have a commitment to winning with free agents, and now it's go time. The losing, and it wore on the fan base. 959 losses since the last time they were in the playoffs. I want to underline that because at some point, Reinsdorf, as well as Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn said, we got to do something. We got to spend some money. Doesn't matter who's coming through the turnstiles. We got to have a more entertaining product on the field.
Yeah, and you know the one thing the White Sox had going for them, and still do, as a matter of fact, is the idea that the state of Illinois writes them a check if they don't make $2.5 million in ticket sales.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best lease in all sports. It's the absolute best lease in all sports. And they get a subsidy, basically. So it you'd rather have full houses and energy in that building and in that stadium. But for years, they've been able to cash in on not selling tickets. Now there's a sense of urgency. Is it because Jerry Reinsdorf's that much older and wants to win another World Series while he's still here? I would hope so. I don't know what the motivation is, but the plan seems to be working, right? It might even be a year ahead of schedule. With all the guys you acquired, all the young assets, and now a lot of them are here and ready to contribute all as a group.
You know what hurts the most is the closest thing to the 6 titles in 8 years for the Bulls being the Blackhawks, right? The 3 Stanley Cup championships through 2009 through 15, 9 straight playoffs until that 7th place finish. Then Quenneville gets fired. He's in a mediocre Central, and then you know, the team has not been good ever since. That the reason why that hurts so much is because of the renaissance of Rocky Wirtz looking at the organization and saying, we're going to make some changes. Here comes McDonough. We're going to bring the Bowmans in, the kid and the old man as a senior advisor. It was not hockey town. I want to make sure we paint that picture. It wasn't like it was Detroit in the heyday.
No.
What I'm saying is that you could see people walking down the street with Hawks sweaters, that there was some interest in the team. You and I both covered the John Yves LaRue era when it was 5,000 people. When there was 5,000 people at
maybe
the United
on
Center
a good
with no
night.
Home TV.
That's if the Penguins were in town.
So yeah. There's public relations is pushing John Yves into the room to talk to Mark Martello. But that's how it was. Brian.
One more for Ethan Moreau.
So you don't want to go back to those days. And you know what? I think that even where they are right now, where it's not looking good, I don't think the Hawks are going back to those days.
No, but we didn't expect the championship window, or at least the playoff window, be shut closed as quickly as it was and remain closed, right? The first time, okay, there are a couple first-round exits. It happens. They'll be better. And all the postseason quotes were, this isn't acceptable. It's going to change. And then you don't even make the postseason. It looks like that's going to be, yet again, you're not going to be a playoff team. All the odds say you're, I think it's a 15% chance of sneaking in there. So you went from being on top of the mountain to not even being able to be in the conversation to get in the postseason.
All right, so you know that leaves one team.
Yeah.
That leaves one team.
Bear down, Chicago Bears.
That's right, Irv. That's right. It is. It's the Chicago Bears. 12-4 to 8-8. And so the main focus is three guys. We can do the minutiae and break down every position on the team, but it comes down to three guys. Mm-hmm. It comes down to Pace, Nagy, and Trubisky. Those are the three main storylines of the Bears. Pace, whether or not he can continue to do his job and do it better. Nagy as the head coach with the menu in front of him, does he give full autonomy to Trubisky? And you're trying to figure out who Trubisky is. Is he who he is, or is there growth? Those three factors all have to improve for the Bears to be the next playoff team. They're the closest thing to me in the city.
And there's no mystery quarterback behind door number two?
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem. I don't want to go through another era of Bears football where the defense is good and the offense can't do the job. We can't go through this again. We've gone through this since the 60s. You're going to keep going through this again?
Yeah.
Come on now. I mean, like the defense has to figure out a way, to, as Doug Buffone used to say.
Our old pal Doug.
Yeah, draw some plays up on the defensive side so we can get some offensive output to try to help the team.
Doug,
we can't have that.
You heard the stories, Doug, went on those teams. One time the defense went out there and said, you know, basically told the offense to get off the field. We can do better. They start running plays as to tell them, you know, you're so bad, we could run an offensive play better than you can. That's how bad it was.
We can't, but it can't be again, where the defense, and they're going to fill some holes, and they'll fill it well. It's already led by Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks, a healthy Hicks, and Kyle Fuller. But the offense has to be the thing. Look at the NFL. It is about the ball in the air. The referees, the officiating is tailored toward offense.
Sure.
So why can't your team be tailored toward offense?
Yeah, and as they sit here today, and we'll find out maybe as early as tomorrow whether the new CBA is going to be ratified by the Players Association. If it is, with their, what, their $27, $28 million in cap room goes up, maybe another $20 million. But they're 23rd in the league right now in available cap space. With some other moves, they could probably free up another $3 or $4 or $5 million. But say they get that extra $20 million, well, 22 other teams in front of them are going to get that too, just as the teams behind them are. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it gives you more to spend on filling those holes. But if you're competing, if you really truly are looking for a quarterback to push Mitch Trubisky, not just be his backup, there are, what, five, six, seven other teams are in that same spot. And we know the rumors coming out of Indianapolis now and what's going on down in Tampa. Oakland, everyone's waiting out in Oakland to see if Tom Brady's going to save the day and open up the new stadium wearing silver and black. Now you have the New York Giants supposedly sniffing around Tom Brady. Boy, what a circus that would be, right?
They gave up quickly. They're looking for Tom Brady.
Not that the Bears are in the Tom Brady conversation. They're not. But there are a lot of teams out there looking to upgrade their quarterback position, even with quarterbacks arguably better than Mitch Trubisky.
Well, here's my issue. And I try to take a look at this kind of a 5,000-foot wide view. It's one thing for us to look myopically at the Bears and say, how come the Bears can't get better? Well, it's more than just the Central. It's the whole NFC. The NFC crown is so fluid, Brian, where you have the Saints 1 year, Seahawks 1 year, mm-hmm. Eagles, 49ers last year. The Bears have been to the playoffs 5 times in 19 seasons. And so I expect the Bears to get back to the playoffs at some point. But the point is, though, is that when the Bears had that opportunity, they didn't take care of the special teams. They didn't take care of the kicker. Maybe the Bears are that team that lost to the Patriots a couple of years ago. Maybe that would have been the case. Point is, though, is that the door closes quickly in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Man. Quickly.
One or two moves made or not made can be the difference.
So that's the whole thing. And we want to ask you, and Danny, let's open the phone lines, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Brian and I want to find out from you the next playoff team in Chicago sports and how close are the Bears to being that team. We went through the Bulls and the Cubs and Sox and Hawks, but the NFC crown is fluid. Can the Bears get back up there again as the next playoff team in Chicago sports? Or is there another team that you're looking at out of the five that we mentioned? 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. We'll get your phone calls in on that. Also, we'll look closely at the quarterback situation. If it's Trubisky and someone else, is that a possibility? We'll talk about that as we take your calls as well. The next playoff team in Chicago sports is...
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Sports talk while you're on the clock. Cap and Company.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Your chance to qualify to go to London to see the Cubs and Cardinals. We have that question that you got to listen for coming up at 9:35 right here on ESPN 1000. You're listening to Cap and Company with Brian Hanley, Jonathan Hood with you. Just joining us, we're asking the question, the next playoff team in Chicago sports is, and how close are the Bears to being that team? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Yeah, I mean, you look at all the teams that we went through, and it smells like a rebuild on the west side for the Blackhawks. You mentioned the Sox are a team that's pointing up. It's, you know, and again, as a Sox fan, not being pessimistic, I'm just saying 82, 83 wins is good, but even next year could be even better. So if that's as you mentioned, it could be a 1 year ahead of schedule, and if that's the case, that's great because look where they were even a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that'd be terrific. But when you look at the Chicago Bears, think of a playoff team goes down 8-8. Regresses, quarterback regresses. If there's one or two ways this goes, right? Either the arrow goes back up. I don't think they're going to be a middling team. I think they're either going to get their stuff together and ascend, or we're going to start to see the basement here. You're going to start to see more of a quicker downfall to a team that's not sure exactly what it is or how it's going to get back up on top of the mountain.
And that downfall would be them just sitting comfortably on top of the Lions.
Wow.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah.
You can't go any further than third in that division.
No, that's they prop you up. Thank God for, but they got Edelman back. That'll be good. Yeah.
312-332 ESPN is our phone number. We're also going to keep our eyes on the quarterback list as well. There's a number of quarterbacks that the Bears can look at. And again, for those of you that are Trubisky truthers and believe in Mitch, I understand that this is a pro Mitch show when Cap is here. I get that. But the bottom line is, though, is that because tomorrow's not promised in the National Football League, you've got to be able to find, if not this quarterback, some kind of quarterback to move this offense.
You know, Jonathan, before we get to the call, Brad Biggs was speculating about with the increased CBA money, the salary cap money, a lot of, even though the rumors in the last 24 hours are getting kind of heated about which teams are looking at which quarterbacks and everything else, with that increase in salary cap money, you're going to see $40 million quarterbacks and $25 million wide receivers. So now Allen Robinson, if the Bears rework a contract with him, where does that slot in? And then if right now with your $28 million or so in cap room, could you go out and get Derek Carr $20 million and keep Trubisky at 9.2 and have $30 million invested there? Or are you going to have to start really upping the ante to look at a Derek Carr or whomever it is, Phillip Rivers, or are we going through the whole list if you're really serious about bringing in a competitor here?
Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you here on Cap and Company. We'll say hello to River North. Here's Matt on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, fellas. Here's my thing. If Trubisky is your starting quarterback, you're not making the playoffs. I mean, if they can get Derek Carr, that would really increase their chances. I don't see it with Trubisky. He's not accurate. And also, he doesn't get help because the offensive line is terrible. And my other thing, I'm not that high on David Montgomery. If you look at Bears running backs in the past, the answer is honestly, is he as good as Neil Anderson or is he as good as Thomas Jones? He's not fast.
Right. So if it's not the Bears, who is the next team that's going to go to the playoffs?
Well, it's easier to make the playoffs in basketball and hockey than any other sport. Right. Baseball is pretty tough. I still think the Sox, even though they're improving, Twins are better. They got Donaldson. That's better than anybody the Sox signed. And they just pound the ball. And their pitching is not as bad as they like to make it out here.
So
I think the Cubs. I think the Cubs will be there. They still got a good, strong core. If they can fix the bullpen, you got to remember, they were right there, and then Javi Baez was out for the last month. Okay. I think if he's available, they're in the playoffs next year.
All right, get you down for the Cubs. So we start the list with the Cubs, and I appreciate your phone call. So you heard what he's talked about. Let's take the Montgomery thing. Let's talk about that for a second. How do you know if he's any good if you don't run him?
Well, there's a little bit of an issue, huh?
Well, that car sucks. How do you know? Have you been in it?
I haven't turned the ignition over in a while.
Well, how do you know? Yeah. The cover's over it, and it's in the garage. How do you know? I mean, you have to have Hub Arkish in the press room telling you, hey, you know, coach, maybe you want to run the football, and you have to convince the head coach to run the football. The press has to convince you to run the football. That's not good.
Well, they always pay lip service to the idea, right? We'll do that next week.
Let me tell you something about this Matt Nagy. So the first year when it was brought up, say, maybe you should run the football a little bit more, you know what he said? He goes, oh, that's you fantasy guys. You fantasy guys just want to run the football. What kind of sideways comment is that? No, it's, I understand you come from the Kansas City system, but even with Kansas City, you have to have some semblance of running the football. And so we're not such meatballs here that we're looking for Peyton to come back and Gale Sayers.
No.
That's not the reason why we said it. We said it because you need to help Trubisky out by having a good running game.
90 yards a game rushing and no commitment to that is not going to get the job done. And, you know, said the other day that the idea that Tannehill really succeeded in Tennessee, well, he did, but they also ran the ball 154 yards on average per game. They had more of a balanced attack, so everyone wasn't just coming gunning for the quarterback, right? We'll see, because my only concern is all the new staff seems to be pass-minded, right? Everyone has a passing title. Passing game coordinator, quarterbacks, you know, we're putting tools around Mitch Trubisky again because Ryan Pace said that's what they need to do. They need to get everything around him better, whether it's the offensive line or it's the coaching staff.
312-332 ESPN 332-3776 with Brian Hanley, Jonathan Hood in for Cap on Cap and Company here on ESPN 1000. So here's Lewis Riddick, who was on with Waddle and Sylvie yesterday. He had a couple of things to say. One of them is, does Ryan Pace want a quarterback to actually push Trubisky?
It's hard to say. Look, when you're emotionally attached to a player and you feel like your reputation, your professional reputation is riding on his success or failure, it's easy to say, it's easy to say, yeah, I'd want somebody to threaten him and throw somebody in there and look, this is a cold, hard business. But when you're emotionally attached, it's different. All right, you're trying to serve two masters, so to speak. You're trying to light a fire under him, but at the same time, you don't want him to feel too threatened. It's almost like dealing with your kid. You know, you want him to understand that you need him to do better, but you don't want to crack down on them too hard because you love them. They're your kids. So I think that's kind of like the position that he's in. But I think really what they need – look, Mitch was drafted second overall, man. I mean, it's like you have to take off the kid gloves with him now. It's time. And I promise you, that's what you're going to see happen in Chicago. The kid gloves are going to come off of him. I think you will see a rejuvenated, very, very animated, demanding head coach and offensive staff that is going to let him know it's time, bro. It's time to play.
So the thoughts there from Lewis Riddick from ESPN. What does that mean?
Well, it's now or never, right? I mean, if you don't do that this year, then when then the ship has sailed, then everyone knows you have to make the move, right? Why can't we hear honesty from the Chicago Bears front office and coaching staff? We heard Mike Mayock the other day talking about Derek Carr, now, you know, quarterback that some Bears fans would love to see here, who had the 100.8 rating last season, much better than Trubisky's. And he said, well, we love Derek Carr, but if we can upgrade to that position, we will. Bruce Arians yesterday talking about Jameis Winston, 5,000 yards passing, right?
Yes.
Rarely done in the NFL. 33 touchdown passes. Terrific. Led the league in touchdown passes. Also led the league in 30 interceptions. Seven of those returned for touchdowns.
Almost a 30-30 guy.
Right. Almost a 30-30 guy, the wrong way. And he said he's an unknown quantity. And he said, can we win with him? Hell yeah, we can win with him. And then he says, but as a head coach, you have to determine if there's a better option. So if other teams can objectively look at it and actually articulate that we can get better there, other than we're sticking with the guy and he's got to get better, when you know everyone's playing quarterback roulette right now and you're trying to figure out where the numbers are going to come up in which cities, why can't you just be honest and say, well, he knows he needs to be better and he will be better. Why not say if we can upgrade there, we will? And you can't even make that statement because that should be the goal of any position.
Because the general manager is not Mike Mayock. That's why.
Yeah.
Because there's a guy there that has a quarterback in place in Carr. And I think the jury's still out on Carr.
Sure.
I don't know if he's great or if he's ever going to be a quality quarterback for them. But Mayock put it out there like, hey, you know what? It's a possibility.
Well, with this Bears defense, if you had Derek Carr behind center, would you be a better team right now?
Yeah, because that guy can roll out of the pocket and do a lot of things. Now, he can't be stupid now and get himself injured.
Right.
Come on now. Don't hurt your shoulder. Don't do that. But, yeah, I think that if I have my druthers, I'd rather have Carr in that spot.
Yeah, and look, I mean, Bruce Arians knows what it looks like. Matt Nagy knows what it looks like, too. I'm not going to try to, insult him. But he knows what the GM thinks about the quarterback, and he knows how much he's attached at the hip with the quarterback, Mitch Trubisky. So maybe he's just, playing along and parroting what everyone expects him to say, because Ryan Pace has to have Mitch Trubisky succeed in order to prove to his bosses, the McCaskies, that he knew what he was doing when he drafted him.
Who's the next playoff team in Chicago sports, and how close are the Bears to that? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. By the way, Brian, I wouldn't crush Pace if he brought in and thought that Tannehill or Rivers or Mariota or Taysom Hill, if he thought that those were better options to push Trubisky and one of those guys takes the job from Trubisky and the Bears are able to win, I'm not going to crush Pace for
that. Nobody's going to crush him. They're going to applaud him for doing something that he should have done, which is upgrade the position.
That's all. I mean, it's nothing wrong. But if you want to stake your reputation and your whole job on this, go right ahead. It doesn't mean that you're going to win. You won once. You go 8-8. Now this is going to be the season. This is all a great story.
They're not cutting Mitch Trubisky this year. He's going to be here, right? He's the only one under contract right now. So if you bring in one of these other starting quarterbacks, it's up to Mitch to man up and try to compete and beat him out in camp, right?
312-332-ESPN Bloomingdale. Here's Andy on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Company. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. I have a question. A real position that we have a problem at is a tight end, and I wondered if you guys could discuss it just a little bit and what your opinions, if they're going to go out. And I don't know what the draft is because I don't follow college that much, but I was wondering that. Are they going to go elsewhere? Are they going to look at free agent? I mean, I know it's been a real problem. What do you guys think?
who's the next champion and the next playoff team in Chicago? Tell me that real quick.
Well, next one I'd have to say, I hate to say it, White Sox.
Say it. Say it proud.
Yeah, I'm a Cub fan.
Well, I knew that. Yeah.
I love their players, but hey, I love their players. I do love their players, and I really believe it's going to be them.
All right. We'll write you down.
I love Aloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease, too. I wish that trade hadn't been made, but there you go.
Aloy, where do we put him in the lineup? Oh, we got a tough time trying to figure out our lineup. I got nine good guys. Where do we put a Robert?
Only question is, lineup, do you take him out in the seventh or eighth inning for defensive purposes?
He's the new Sarge. he's Sarge Matthews. listen, he's there, and you get someone else. Yeah, you got McCann off the bench. That's gonna be pretty strong. I'm looking forward to it.
To answer the caller's question, it's a light tight end class in the draft, right? It's not very strong. You're likely going to spend a second round pick, one of your two second round picks, on a tight end, probably so. Trey Burton, what, had 14 receptions last year?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that led tight ends with the Chicago Bears. So that's a little bit of a problem.
We'll take more of your phone calls coming up. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. The next playoff team in Chicago, again, your thoughts. And also the quarterback spot for the Bears. We'll go through some of those names coming up. And also your chance to go to London and see the Chicago Cubs next.
You're listening to Cabin Company on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. Miss some Cap and Company? Your podcast is ready. Chicago's home for sports is on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
This is Cap and Company on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to Cap and Company. Weekdays at 9 right here on ESPN 1000 with Brian Hanley, Jonathan Hood. We're in for Cap today. And now it's your opportunity for you to go to see the Chicago Cubs in the UK, in London. Big Game Travel. Go to that website, biggametravel.com. And Budweiser bringing this opportunity for you to go see the Cubs and the Redbirds. With more, we turn to veteran newsman Dan Zetterman. Dan?
Gentlemen, it is a pleasure to bring this contest to you today. It could not be easier to win. All you have to do, listen every day at 9:35. I will ask Jonathan and Brian a trivia question related to the Cubs or England.
Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you, my friend?
I'm well, thank you.
You packed for spring training yet?
I am not packed for spring training. Worried about getting on that plane now with the coronavirus. Not going to lie to you guys.
Oh, boy.
Well, why are you concerned about that?
My wife works for a big company here in Chicago, and she travels a lot for work. Her boss sent an email yesterday saying all travel in the month of March will be ceased. There will be no more travel. And at that point, I was like, boy, I'm going on a plane next week. I don't know why that's the best
are
idea.
Are you in here? We've got a Greyhound ticket with your name on it.
Could always take a car. But anyways, gentlemen.
Speaking of trips, tell us about this trip.
Yeah.
This is a phenomenal trip. You're going to win tickets to see the Cubs in London.
Safely. Yeah.
Not, well, by then, everything will be great.
The vaccine will be cleared out there.
Hopefully.
Guys, listen, when it comes to science and medicine, I only know nutrition.
When it comes to plugging this and the coronavirus, you're not very smooth. No. What are you doing, Danny? Why don't you just tell us a story? Tell us. What are you doing?
What kind of story do you want?
Just tell us about this.
Nonstop travel from Chicago to London. Five-star hotel. Uh-huh. You're going to get tours of London. You're going to go to the Windsor Castle. You're going to go to the Thames River. Tickets to the game. Geez. You're going to get goodie bags. It's going to be outstanding, thanks to our friends at Big Game Travel. Also, just for qualifying, you're going to get two tickets to see the Cubs at Wrigley Field, thanks to Budweiser. So, gentlemen, your question for today.
Yes.
John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr are arguably England's most famous exports. However, Ringo Starr was not the band's original drummer. Who was the Beatles' original drummer before they reached worldwide success?
Brian?
I used to know that.
Sheila E. No?
I
got that wrong.
maybe we should go with that. I would argue Beefeaters was probably more of an export than the Beatles.
I'd agree with that. I'd agree with that. Had that every now and then.
Yeah, I can't come up with the forgotten Beatle. But I'll go with Sheila E. I like that.
How about Sheila E?
Sheila E is the incorrect answer. The
but
correct,
it's going to be our answer.
Correct. So at 11:35, you will need to know Sheila E. I'm going to tell you the correct answer because I want you guys to know it's Pete Best.
Pete Best.
Pete Best.
Obviously not. If he was the best Beatle. Drummer, still, he was stuck with the band.
Pete Best.
Yeah. But the answer at 11:35 is Sheila E.
How would you not know that, Chicago? It's Pete Best.
I am surprised neither of you knew that.
Me? Are you serious?
It's the Beatles.
I'm with them. I did not know it.
I wouldn't know that, bro.
Oh, you're crazy.
No. We weren't rocking the Beatles on the South Side when I was coming up. Just saying. If it ain't Motown, I'm not sure. They never run Detroit, the Beatles? were they on the card with Smokey and Aretha?
I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were.
They were not.
I missed them in the documentary on Motown.
I'm not sure if that was the case. Yeah. I don't know if
Barry Gordy didn't sign them?
Were they the undercard for Al Green? I'm not sure if they were.
The Reverend.
Yeah, the Reverend Al Green.
That's right.
Pardon the expression. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. How do you not know Pete Best?
Chicago.
Let us go back to the phone lines and talk to you. If you're just joining us, we're talking to you about the next playoff team in Chicago sports. We got so far, Brian, Cubs and White Sox. And then we got to take a look at this quarterback list. Okay, have you narrowed it down to who should be the backup? Because it smells like Tyler Bray. That's what it smells like.
Well, yeah. Again, they're not in the Tom Brady conversation. Are they in the Teddy Bridgewater conversation?
So good.
The Raiders aren't doing anything until they figure out if Brady's actually going to agree to be part of their team, because then Derek Carr becomes available. The stuff going on in Indianapolis is very interesting too, right? Frank Reich has a history with Philip Rivers, and now there's talk that they're sniffing around a 42-year-old Philip Rivers, and they think that's an upgrade from Jacoby Brissett. And again, we talked about Bruce Arians and what he thinks of Jameis Winston. He's not sure what he thinks of Jameis Winston. Some really good and some really bad.
I like the head coach for Tampa. I like him.
Yeah.
He's got the Kangol hat.
He interviewed here at one point.
ESPN?
No.
Boy, that Thomas is moving quickly.
No, I believe he actually thought he had the Chicago Bears job at one point.
Oh.
And maybe should have.
I think that's
reigning coach of the year wanted to come here.
The Kangol hat, I think, was a little bit of a turnoff for the McCaskies. They didn't like the lid.
Yeah, they thought his cab was double parked. Remember cabs? Google it.
Let's go to the phone lines. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Northside, here's Jerry on ESPN 1000. Hi, Jer.
Hey, Goody with the Hoodie.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, the Cubs are going to be the first team to make the playoffs, man. They've got a bunch of talent. Newsflash, the Cubs are good, and they have the potential to be very good. They've been in the mix for the last 4 years, and they're just as nasty as any team in baseball, man. So I think the Cubs will be there, and it's not only because they play on the calendar year, right? Haha. But I got a question for you.
What? I think they all play in the calendar year,
yes,
Jerry.
At some point.
But just based on the calendar year, the fact that they're the next up to play before the Bears do is what I'm saying. That they'll be the next team to make the playoffs just because, if only because of the calendar year. Hello. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, bro.
That's because of the schedule. But here's a question for you. Did not the Arizona Cardinals ship out the number one draft pick in Josh Rosen, I believe it was, to draft Kyler Murray the following year?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you ship out, and this is the following year.
Right.
So why are the Bears so married to this guy when the Arizona Cardinals knew to cut bait just that quick? And did Josh Rosen even start where he landed? What was it, Miami or something?
No, and believe he's available this year, too, or will be, right?
He's Josh Rosen's great. Just ask him.
Oh, yeah. Biggest fan.
Oh, God. He was so disappointed, chip on his shoulder coming out of the draft, like, I'm going to prove something. Yeah, you're not very good. How about that?
Well, a lot of the questions were that a lot of his college teammates didn't really care for him either.
Just not the greatest guy.
Yeah.
So Jerry's got the Cubs down for the next playoff team in Chicago. We got you down. And you know what? By the way, there is something to be said about that, because if you believe in the core and you think they need a little bit of a push and not try to blame Chili Davis or swing rate and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden it's like
American Legion week really did them in, you know. Yeah.
By the way, there is, to me, there is nothing wrong with the way Madden managed. It's just that some clearly wanted to be managed a little harder.
Right, including the front office wanted to manage a little bit harder, too.
But you knew what you were getting when you were Theo, right?
And when it was working, everything was great. Everyone, look at that. There's a petting zoo at spring training. Oh, look, they're all dressed up funny in costumes going on the road trip. And that stuff wears off. I get it. But, the fact of the matter is the core group should be good enough to contend, right?
Yes.
But tell me where the pitching's coming from in terms of the bullpen. Tell me the health of the team. Tell me if Chris Bryant's here for the duration. And if he has a really unbelievable start to the season and remains healthy, does that make him more attractive as a piece to trade? Or do you say, we got to keep our cards here and see how they play out at the end of the season?
Well, let's see where we are when we get to the deadline. Say the Cubs are not even in the wild card range. Say they're going to be, I see them in second or either third place behind Milwaukee and St. Louis.
Mm.
And again, maybe on the way up, blessed with good health, they could be right there in the mix. But if they're not contending, if you're Theo, you got to cut bait at some point.
What if you're five games clear in the division? What if you're comfortably ahead and you believe that you're going to be a playoff team, whether you trade Chris Bryant or not? You trade him anyway because you got to get assets and you're not paying them. You don't want to pay the luxury tax. Or do you say, we'd like to win another World Series and we'll worry about the other stuff after the fact. He's sticking around.
Chris Bryant is, 28, 29? Mm-hmm. I know Theo has a threshold about guys over 30.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, just some. And Lester's left-handed, so he'll pitch forever, right? So he's okay with him being over 30. I wonder, if you're Theo, you want to go all in as much as possible because remember your contract's up in 2021 also.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be. Guess what? He's not going to be around to oversee some kind of rebuild.
I don't think he wants to be, does he?
I think he wants to get something that's almost ready to go.
Right.
And the Cubs are in that spot now, but if they underachieve,
do you think he wants to? If this thing has to be blown up at some point, do you think he wants to put in another 5 year? Even though he's relatively a young man still, but having one in Boston, having one in Chicago. Would he, like you said, go to another team that's closer to winning and get probably that much more money? And, there's some talk that he'd like to be commissioner of baseball, or a lot of people would like him to be the commissioner of baseball at some point. Maybe with what Rob Manfred said in the last month or two, that door's going to open sooner than later.
I'd be all for that, actually.
Yeah. A lot of people would be. A lot of players would be. What a dope.
Well, that's so bad. I mean, even Gary Bettman was like, wow, boy, that's bad PR.
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. It's Cap and Company. Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. and ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is Cap and Company right here on ESPN 1000 and the brand new ESPN Chicago app. Download that app on your favorite device. You say, oh, I have an Android. Nope, you can do it there. Oh, I've got an iPhone. You can do it there. Oh, I've got an iPad. The ESPN Chicago app is great for podcasts and to listen live. We appreciate you checking out the ESPN Chicago app right here on Cap and Company. Still to come in the program, we'll hear from Phil Yates. We'll get his thoughts about what's going on with the NFL and the Combine. He'll be coming our way coming up at 10:17. So it's one thing for a Bears fan, Brian, to look at the quarterbacks that are available and say, I'm going to cross this guy out because I know the Bears won't go for it. Look, it's clear to me that the number one choice out of all this, including the greatest quarterback that I've ever seen in Tom Brady, would be great for the Bears. But it's Teddy Bridgewater at age 27. Yeah. He proved himself. Chip on his shoulder, 5-0 record when Breeze was out last season. And he is going to really make a difference for some team. Unfortunately, we know that the Bears won't go for the obvious.
And Drew Brees says he's coming back, so why would Teddy want to stick around in New Orleans, waiting for Drew Brees to get hurt so that he can? He wants to, at 27, he wants to be the guy, right?
Yes.
So why wouldn't you leave that possibility open? Because you don't want to invest $30 million under the current CBA? He would get, $18, $19, $20 million it would be starter money, and you would have to, again, have that conversation with he and his agent that it's legitimately a competition. If not, you're our starter. I don't think you're going to tell him that, but you're not going to Mitch is our guy, and if something happened to Mitch, well, then you could step in. Then he's going elsewhere.
So even though this guy...
To be clear, yes, it is. We believe in Mitch. Mitch knows he needs to be better. We need to be better around him, and that's our goal.
So when asked in Indianapolis, Ryan Pace says that Mitch is our starter. So is he lying? Maybe he is saying that for sure he's our starter, but he didn't say they weren't going to go for a backup.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that he's sandbagging everyone because this is lying season in the NFL, when if the GM's lips are moving, they're lying because they don't want people to know the plan. We have a plan. Mm-hmm. Can't let it outside of the building. I would love to believe that there's some great move, either free agent signing or trade, that's out there to immediately improve the most important position on the field. I don't believe it. I do believe that Ryan Pace is going to give him one more season to succeed and prove that he was right to move up to get this guy. And that would take a hell of a leap for Mitch Trubisky to make us all calm down and believe that Ryan Pace did see something, and what he saw, it took a little longer than we'd hoped, but here it is. He's finally arrived, and off you go.
I would do everything I could as a GM to generally manage my opportunity not to fail. Do anything. I would do anything not to fail. That wouldn't be a laughing stock and embarrassment. I mean, this might be my only shot to be a GM, and I got to do it right.
Well, let me ask you this, Jonathan. If Trubisky just falls flat on his face, or is the same guy as he was last year, and the Bears have to cut bait and cut ties with him, mm-hmm. does Ryan Pace, is that such a damning move? Because you moved up, you gave up assets to get him, you stuck with him longer than you should. Does Ryan Pace get another GM's job, assuming that the McCaskies don't forgive him and let him continue on here for another few years? Does he get another GM's job, or does he go back being a number two guy or a number three guy in the front office?
Number two guy, and works his way back up again.
You get redemption by kind of earning your way back and going doing the heavy lifting again, and someone gives you another shot?
When you're number two or number three guy with the Saints, whoever you would think he was with the Saints, and they want to put a fresh face on it because he had fresh ideas with the Saints, I think that they look at it and they say, boy, this guy's a riverboat gambler. He was able to get Khalil Mack, a top 10 player in the league, which is the right thing to do to right. shore up your defense. But then you went up and you
got Kevin White.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you have to look at the totality of it.
It's pretty bad.
As much as we focus our, Mitch Trubisky centric here, you have to look at other first round picks that didn't do anything. Kevin White.
Yep.
Leonard Floyd, not good enough. I mean, he's serviceable. He contributes, not as much as you would.
You're hurting my heart with the Leonard Floyd as a Georgia fan. But
yeah,
but when he was drafted, people kept calling me. They say, hey, Hood, I mean, you're a Georgia guy. You saw every snap. What was he like? And I go, and I said, well, Leonard Floyd was always on the field when tackles took place. He wasn't the reason for the tackle, but he was always around the tackle.
Right. And that's what Ryan Pace is still selling, right? And he's
people
good.
People thought they were getting Julius Peppers.
Yeah. Now, he's a Sam linebacker, good in coverage, and those guys. Well, guess what? I mean, as much as you don't think they're going to pay him $13 million next year, are you going to create another hole by not doing that, by not keeping him around? But, yeah, you have to look at the totality of Ryan Pace. Adam Shaheen, second-round pick.
Tough.
I mean, that's tough. I saw today where they're talking about with the added salary cap money, when do you extend Tariq Cohen?
Well, what do you mean does it extend Tariq Cohen?
That's exactly what I mean. Okay, he's a great gadget player, and I love his heart. And I love his personality. I mean, he's a great guy. I'm not demeaning that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, really? That's on the to-do list to worry about how you're going to pay him moving forward?
He already told you he's not a running back.
Yeah.
So I don't know what are you?
What? A gadget player.
You're not a tight end. I know that.
No.
So what are you? Because you're not a down in and down out guy as far as a load back. That's not who you are.
You can't be.
So you're a gadget
player. Physically, you can't be.
Yeah, so you're a gadget player. I know that Nagy's trying to put him in a position for gadget plays, but some of those end rounds they tried with Patterson and with him has not worked out well.
No.
So it works out with other teams and in college. It doesn't work for the Bears, some of those trick plays.
No, sometimes in order to have the trick plays, you have to have the standard plays. You have to be able to run off tackle and have a power running game. You have to be able to go downfield before you start bringing out the trick bag and say, here, you haven't seen this, have you?
Well, hello, Brian Hanley, Jonathan Hood with you on Cap and Company on ESPN 1000. So I got the checklist here of the free agent quarterbacks. So Prescott goes back to the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Brady.
The Giants?
Patriots.
He's going back to the Patriots.
One more year. One more run.
Is he upset that they haven't done well by him and didn't do it right away and say you're bringing him back and you're always going to be a Patriot? Does his ego, or he just saying, I want to finish the career where I started and let's go?
I think that he wants to be with the Patriots, and he can deal with the negativity and the lack of love that he's had all this time. He's got the tough dad and Belichick there. So I just think that he could take it for one more year.
And he's just making him sweat a little bit?
Yeah, I think so.
Are they sweating, though? I mean, does it I don't see their name mentioned anywhere, right? About, are they out? Well, in case Tom does leave, what do? We just stay in-house? Here we go. We're off. We're good and go. You know, is Belichick's around?
Belichick's so arrogant, he doesn't care.
Well, I wouldn't argue it. Yeah.
Yeah, but Brady, I think, just for one more year, and then we'll start to see the real erosion. Now we're going to see Vinny Testaverde at age 44.
Yeah,
That's what we're going to see. Jameis, it's tough at age 26, the 30-30 guy. I don't know, man. I don't know where he goes. Tannehill, just because he was with a successful team doesn't necessarily mean that he's the guy. He had a great running game.
No, he had. I mean, it might have been the perfect situation for him, and everything just fell in place. And do you base everything on that one season and say, okay, he'll do the same here?
Phillip Rivers, as we talked about, moved his family to Florida. That could be a Tampa spot for him.
Mm-hmm.
Bears, Osirians, Indianapolis.
Yeah. He might like working for him.
Taysom Hill, quarterback, running back, tight end, special teams guy. He could do it all.
Okay.
Now, can he be a starting quarterback for you?
Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which one is he good at? He's good at everything except maybe being a down-in, down-out quarterback. I don't know. And then there's Case Keenum.
Yes, there is.
That sounds more like the Bears, don't it?
That sounds about where they'd be shopping right now.
By the way, we got to talk to Phil Yates, as he's going to be with us coming up next. I'm going to ask him a number of questions, including Chase Daniel still representing the Bears, huh? Even though he's not with the team, still representing the team as far as the CBA. Got to talk to him about that. How's that work in 2 minutes?
You're listening to Cap'n Company on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.